We've been working on a relationship series called Better Together, and we're learning how we are better together in relationships than we are by ourselves. No man is an island, and nobody has ever succeeded in doing everything on their own. In fact, the people that are most successful often build a team around themselves, and that's how they get things done. They learn that they need the help of others. And we've been learning about all these relationships. In part one, we learned about how we're better together in our relationship with God. And in part two, we learned about how we're better together as a couple. That's God's plan for us. And today, I'm going to be talking about how we are better together as a family. I'm talking about your family, your parents or your children, and how you as that family unit are better together when you're working together. A lot of times we don't realize that there's a very strong connection in families. And you might feel the emotional connection, but there's more than just DNA that connects you. There is a spiritual connection. On the spiritual level, you are connected also. And when you begin to walk with God, when you receive Jesus into your heart, it begins to do something to all the other members of your family. It begins to give them an opportunity to do greater things in their life, for them to change. Time and time again, I've seen it, that when you're working on your spiritual life, walking with God, other members of the family begin to change. I've seen healings and transformation. People suddenly break out of habits or addictions that they had. And it's not that they're walking with God yet, but it's because of the work that you're doing. Now, luckily, our spiritual growth does not depend on other people. So don't get me wrong. It's not that they will hold you down or prevent you from becoming all you can be. But I've always noticed that a family unit, when one person is growing, the rest begin to just open up and blossom in amazing ways, even though maybe they're not doing their spiritual growth or they haven't discovered a relationship with God yet. So we always have that chance to work with God and change lives just by what we're doing. What God is doing in our lives begins to affect especially the family around us. So this is how we're better together as a family. Now, I had a lot of topics and a lot of different things I could speak about regarding the family. So throughout the week, I was thinking, what is the most important thing for you to hear? What is going to help you to establish a tighter, closer, knit family with more love in that family? And I started thinking, you know, a lot of times in families, somebody will say or do something that will hurt you. Often because we're so close with those family members, with our parents or with our children, that when they say or do something, it cuts us and hurts us the deepest. It creates the wound and the scars that go the deepest and hurt the most because we love them and because we care for them. Because we care for our parents, when they say something that hurts us, it really hurts deeply. Or when our children say something or do something, it often can hurt us the deepest. Because we trust them and we love them. So when there's an offense, and now many times, I should say, it's not deliberate. It's not that your parents or your children are saying something to try to hurt you or try to harm you. Sometimes they just don't know what they're saying. They have no idea how it's affecting you. Sometimes they have no idea what they're doing. Or maybe they've learned something and it's the wrong way to treat you or the wrong way to speak to you. You know, so many times when we get offended or get upset, the other person often doesn't have a clue what has happened. But because of this, these deep hurts that can be created, I thought we should talk about forgiveness today and the way God looks at forgiveness. Because if we don't heal these wounds and these traumas that have happened between our children and our parents, if we don't heal those, then we don't get all the benefits that come with being a close family. And we can't pull together as a group to grow spiritually. Instead, we'll often harbor and hold on to the pain and the misunderstandings and the hurts. And as we hold on to those, we withhold love and we withhold you know, sharing and caring for those other members of our family because we've been hurt. And we need to learn how to forgive. How do we forgive? You know, what do we need to do to forgive a family member when they have said or done something that hurt us? You know, my father passed away a couple of months ago. My father passed away a couple of months ago. Some of you may have known that. And, you know, we didn't always have the best of relationships. When I was a kid, my father was a very strict disciplinarian. He was of the mindset of spare the rod and spoil the child. Well, I got good news. He never spared the rod. So my butt felt it a lot, along with a lot of other parts. But as a result of that, it created pain and distrust and scars within me. And there was friction between us as a result. But when I grew up, you know, I realized that this isn't helpful. It's not helping me. It wasn't helping me to carry around this pain. It wasn't helping me to, you know, carry a chip on my shoulder or a grudge against him that he had done something against me. And in all truth, he did what he thought was right. He did what he had learned from his parents. I saw that very clearly. So I began to realize the best thing to do would be to just forgive him and let go of all this struggle and all this trauma that I was carrying around. Because the problem is, when you're walking around carrying trauma and you're acting like a victim, then everywhere you go, you become a victim. Everywhere you go, people are going to treat you like a victim. If you're thinking like a victim, if you're acting like a victim, if you're speaking like a victim. And when we can forgive and let go of the trauma and the pain and the resentment, when we can let go of that, now we can begin to walk around like a victor. We can begin to walk around with our head held high the way God created us to be, amazing people with an open heart that can share incredible amounts of love. I was very fortunate to come to this understanding years before my father passed away. And I was glad because it allowed us to mend and heal a relationship. I wouldn't say that it was a perfect father-son relationship, but there was definitely a mending and a healing that took place as a result of me letting go of all this pain. And it really helped me the most because it changed the way that I saw the world. And I also had to accept my parents for who they were. This is something else we need to learn in families. It's sometimes hard because you want them to do what you think is right. And they want you to do what they think is right. And so quite often, there's conflict and misunderstandings. But at some point, we have to realize you can't change them. Not by speaking to them. You can't change them like that. They're going to be who they are. Now, change is possible, but it usually doesn't come through us debating and arguing and butting heads with them. Usually, it just creates more conflict, more pain, more hurts, more misunderstandings, and more distance. We don't want to have that distance in our family. We want to have a closeness in our family. Let's take a look at how God works with forgiveness. Now, this is very interesting, and let's listen carefully because this is really, I think, very valuable for us. It's a totally different way of thinking about it than we think about it. Here's what God has done, and this is in Isaiah 43, verse 25. This is God speaking. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. So God forgives us of transgressions, sins, meaning misunderstandings, mistakes, shortcomings. We're not perfect, we're human. Just like our parents are human, just like our children are human, we have to remember, as humans, none of us is perfect, and we make mistakes. But God chooses to blot out those transgressions, to forget about them. He doesn't remember them anymore. Now, this happens through us receiving the gift of forgiveness from God. And when God walked on the earth as Jesus, He conquered and overcame all the challenges and all the difficulties and all the shortcomings. He even conquered death. And then he is now there to provide us with a gift of forgiveness. That when we receive Jesus into our hearts, when we invite him and we pray and we say, yes, I believe God, I believe you did all these things, I believe you came and walked on the earth. When we receive him into our hearts at that point, now we receive forgiveness from God. The amazing thing is, God, as he said here, doesn't remember anymore. He doesn't remember any of the mistakes you made before. He doesn't remember any of the mistakes you make now. He doesn't remember any of the mistakes you're going to make. He blots it out of his mind and he chooses not to remember it at all. And that is true of every single person here. There is nothing that you can do, there is nothing that you can do that God will not forgive you for. He can forgive you for every single thing you've ever done, you're going to do, or you're doing right now. He forgives you for it fully and completely just by receiving that gift of forgiveness, Jesus, into your heart. Let's read another one of what God is talking about. This is in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, and it says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more." He won't remember that stuff when we've received that gift of forgiveness, which is Jesus. Now, there is nobody on the face of the entire earth that could not receive this gift of forgiveness. God can forgive every single person, anything, and all things. There is nothing, nobody on the face of the earth that could be doing something that God cannot forgive. And I'm saying this because sometimes when we have a conflict or a misunderstanding with our family, you'll often hear people say, well, they hurt me too badly. I can't forgive that. I can't forgive what they said or what they did because it really hurt. Now, if God can forgive us when we receive that gift of forgiveness, Jesus, can we not also find that same forgiveness in our hearts for a father or a mother or a sister or a brother or a child? I say, yes, we can. Because God sees more than we do. He sees more of the faults and the flaws. But when we receive the gift of forgiveness, Jesus, God doesn't see any of the faults. He finds no fault with us. Think about that right now. If you said that prayer and you invited Jesus to come into your heart, God finds no fault with you. He sees you the same way he sees Jesus. He sees you as perfect. He sees you as whole. He sees you as an authority of power and a blessing. He sees you in righteousness. You are all right with God, and that is the way he chooses to see you. Now, does it mean that you're perfect? No. But that is the way God chooses to see you and to treat you. He withholds nothing. Because he sees you as having no faults, he withholds nothing. There is no reason for him to withhold his blessing from you. Think about this for a moment. There is no reason for him to withhold his healing. There is no reason for him to withhold his wisdom and his authority from you because he sees you having no faults. There are no faults that he sees when he looks upon you. He blots them out and he doesn't remember them. Now, you might think, well, he's in denial. But have you ever noticed if you treat somebody like a child, they will act like a child. But if you treat somebody like an adult, they will act like an adult, even if they are a child. The same is true. God understands this. So he treats us like we are anointed, like we are blessed, like we are perfect, because that is what we are going to become. And he knows if he treats us like that, we'll begin to act like that. And the thing we need to understand to fully receive all the blessings that God is giving what we need to understand is that he has forgiven us for everything we could possibly do or everything we have ever done. It has been forgiven. It is not held against you. And as a result of that, God withholds nothing from you. He has given you, already given you, all things. When you can completely understand God's forgiveness being so full and so whole, then you can also receive the blessings that God has given. Jesus told an interesting story. Now, Peter the disciple was asking him about forgiveness. And he said, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven? Jesus said, not seven. 70 times seven. Basically, Jesus was saying every time somebody has an offense against you, forgive them. And then he told this story. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who went out to settle accounts with his servants. And one of the servants that was brought forward had a great debt, 100,000 talents he owed this king. So the king said, you going to pay? The guy said, I don't have that. So the king said, okay, sell him, his wife, and his children, and all he has, and that'll pay for the debt. The man got down on his knees and he begged the king. He said, look, give me a chance. I'll pay this debt. I'll do whatever I can to pay this debt. And the king had mercy on him, had compassion on him. And he said, I forgive your debt. I wipe your debt out fully and completely. This same servant, though, he went out and he found another servant who owed him money. 100 denarii is what it says. And he said, pay me that money that you owe me. And the servant said, well, I don't have this money. I can't pay it. So the servant took him and threw him into the jail where he would stay until he paid this money. Other servants heard of this story and they were disturbed. And they went and they told the king and they said, here's what's happened. The king was furious. He said, I don't believe this. And he brought the servant before him and he said, how could you do that? I showed you mercy. I forgave your debt. Should you have not also done the same thing for this servant that owed you money? And then he threw him into the prison and he said, you'll be tortured and stay in that prison until he pays that debt in full. Basically, what Jesus is sharing with us is that if God can forgive us all of our flaws and our mistakes with such a wonderful gift of Jesus, a blessing and a miracle in our life, if he can forgive us so greatly, I think we also can find forgiveness. I think we can also find forgiveness for our parents. Or our children. And when we do, we will receive greater blessings. Try to see those family members that you have having no faults. Might be a stretch. I can see people rolling their eyes, going, oh my God. But just for a moment, if you can see them as having no faults, then maybe they'll start to act like they have no faults. Maybe they'll start to become greater than how you saw them if you can see them in a greater light, in a greater way. If you can see, stretch your mind a little bit, very possible for them to change just by the way you're seeing them. I remember this study that I read about many years ago, and it was an interesting experiment that they did at school. And they took this classroom of kids and they gave it to this teacher. And they told the teacher, these kids are highly gifted. They're like the top of their class. They're geniuses, these kids. We're doing a special program and we want you to lead it. We want you to teach these kids and help them to really reveal their gifts and how great they are. The teacher was excited and she went to work. She was developing programs and all kinds of lessons. She couldn't wait to get her hands on these gifted and incredible students. She didn't know that the students were just average, regular students, some of them even below average, and they'd just been thrown in this class randomly. But she thought they were gifted, and she spoke to them like they were gifted, and she talked to them like they were gifted, and she had lessons like they were gifted. And at the end of that year, all of them had incredibly gifted scores, very high scores. They set these great standards because the teacher saw them as gifted, even though they had tested average before, because somebody saw them as great. It changed their life. God is seeing you as gifted. He is seeing you as perfect. He finds no fault with you. And there is nothing that you can do ever. There's nothing you can say or think or do ever, ever, ever that will stop that or prevent it. He finds no fault with you. In the same way, this is the way we forgive those who have trespassed against us. It says in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." This is exactly what it's talking about. God forgives us. So we also will find that same forgiveness in those people in our families by opening our hearts. We can change our family with our spiritual growth. I heard a story about a young man this week. And his parents were thieves and drug addicts. And this is all he knew. And one day when he was about 18 or 19, his father committed a crime. And both the father and the son were convicted of it. They went to jail. And basically, it looked like the son was going to be serving life in prison for this crime. When he got to jail, he walked into the cell where his cellmates were, and he noticed the first guy was reading a Bible. I thought, oh, that's strange. Then he looked over at the second cellmate, and he noticed he was reading a Bible too. He said, "Hey, you guys have Bibles?" He'd never seen any of this before. They said, "Yeah, we have Bibles. Would you like one?" And they gave him a Bible. Now, he could barely read, but the Holy Spirit began to work with him, help him to read this Bible. And he stayed in that cell almost all the time, reading and devouring all the words of God, looking over it again and again and again, just taking it in. His life was transformed. His cellmate prayed for him and asked him to invite Jesus to come into his heart, and he received forgiveness for all the things that he had done. God found no fault with him anymore once you receive that gift of forgiveness. And then a miracle happened. His father came forward and admitted to being the one that had committed the crime and that his son had nothing to do with it. And they released the son after 18 months in prison. He was a changed man now. He went out and he went to school. He got all excited about getting degrees, and he got a bachelor's degree and he got a master's degree. And he started an incredible business, a very successful business. And along the way, somewhere in that period, God spoke to him and said, "Go get your mother." Remember, his mother had been a thief and a drug addict as well. But he went to the state where she was, and he brought her back. And she soon received also the Lord into her heart. And today, it's been 10 years she's been clean from her drugs. And she now is in the church, praising and worshiping God and the incredible things that he does. See, we're very connected to our family. And when one person can discover the forgiveness of God and the amazing things that he has for us, it has a domino effect on the rest of our family. If we can spread that kind of love, open your hearts in forgiveness. Begin to stretch yourself. See your parents and your children and your siblings with no faults and hold nothing back to them from them like God God holds nothing back from you. Don't hold back your love or your caring or your sharing. Let it flow forth abundantly. As God is giving it freely to you, give it also freely to them, and they will be changed and transformed in incredible ways, in amazing ways. There are other ways to change people in your family too. As I said, you can't change them from the outside, but you can change them by the way that you're seeing them. Secondly, you can change them by the power of prayer. You can pray for those people in your family. Pray for your father, your mother, your children. It works incredibly well when you call upon the power of God. I remember back when Lola, our daughter, was a teenager. Teenagers are always very resistant to their parents. They think the parents are the enemy, and they don't want to listen to what the parents are saying. And I remember she got into this mode where she was hanging out with the wrong crowd. These people that she was hanging with wanted to party, just go out all the time and drink and party, and she was staying out late. We were starting to worry, and of course we tried to talk to her, but she was angry and resisted whatever we said. And we realized we had to call on the power of prayer. We began to pray. We said, God, remember Liza praying this prayer nightly, daily, many times. God, I put it into your hands. I know you'll watch over her. I know you'll take care of her. I know you'll change her and you'll bring out the best in her. A short time later, funny thing happened. She had a falling out with all of these friends that were a bad influence. Pretty soon, there were no friends around. They disappeared. And a short time after that, she started hanging out with friends that were going to college, studying hard. She got all excited. She started going to college, then university, then law school. Today, she's a lawyer. I know it's because her mother prayed for her. I know it's because I prayed for her. And we were also seeing her. We knew she was better than that. We knew she could do incredible things. We knew she had amazing gifts in her. And we kept declaring that to God. We know she's an amazing girl. She can do amazing things. She's so smart. She's so wise. We're so blessed. Thank you, God, for we put it in your hands. And by praying like that, her life changed. She may not be aware of why it changed, but I know why it changed. God was working on her. We could have taken a different approach and threw her in a room, turned bright lights on her, interrogated her for days, telling her what she needed to think and what she needed to do. And I'll bet you she would have resisted us, and her resistance would have been great. You can't change people like that. But through seeing them for who God created them to be, and through loving them and praying for them, and putting it in God's hands, they can change in amazing ways. Our family is a blessing to us. It is a wonderful and powerful blessing. If we can get them all working with God, receiving the gift of forgiveness, and understanding the way that a personal relationship with God works, imagine what you can do. If your father and your mother and your children are all climbing towards God, it will pull you up. It will make you able to do incredible things beyond what you ever could believe before. Don't throw away your family just because there's been some issues in it. I could have done that. I could have said, I don't want a relationship with my parents. They treated me wrong. They're human, though, and they made mistakes. And like God, I was able to find a place where I could let go of the suffering so that I could move forward to become who God created me to be. And in the process, our relationship was healed. And we were able to move to a new level instead of being stuck in a trauma. I know that at some point, all of us have had somebody, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, or a child, say something that hurt us. But we don't have to let that stop us. We don't have to let that limit us and determine who we are. And we don't have to let that determine how we see them, how we see that person. See them with no faults. Know that God has forgiven all things. He can forgive even the misunderstandings that you have in your family, and bring in, wash over you, love, goodness, faithfulness, and calmness. You can have this in your family, and you can be better together with your family if you understand and begin to apply the way God applies, that He doesn't remember. He blots it out. He doesn't see it anymore. Can you blot out and never see the mistakes that your family has made? I know we're close to them, so we see them more fully. But still, you can blot it out. You can let it go, so that you don't see it anymore and you don't remember it. And you remember the way God sees you. Can you see your family the way God sees you? God sees you as perfect. He sees you the same way He sees Jesus. Perfect, anointed, fulfilling all things, and He holds nothing back from you. Can you see your father, your mother, your children, your siblings in that same light, in the perfection that is anointed Jesus? Because when you can, that's when your family will become close, loving. That's when they'll begin to change and be transformed. And that's when the blessings of God will begin to flow into your life in a more full way, in a more amazing way, changing everything, always.